WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
Hey, yo, you know what? Hey, speak English. I don't speak that stuff. What you saying, huh?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Believe me, gentlemen, it will be glorious.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
Suck on that, dude, it hurt.
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
The Omega.
Now shut the fuck up and let me do my job.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Hey guys, I'm good. I made it through. You can untie me now.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
I ain't got a good brain.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What the hell does that even mean?
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
What you getting at with your book? Spit that shit out, man.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, everybody. This is Biff Naked. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
It's WTR Sunday Night.
Wow. The insecurity level with you guys is ridiculous.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Did you all enjoy the Royal Rumble? Well, at some point, I guess we have to actually talk about ourselves, so we'll find out how you felt later. For now, it's how we felt, because that's the whole point of the show, and that's the content for tonight. We are reviewing the Royal Rumble 2021 edition. And the music just keeps playing, so I can't tell if we're starting.
You're good. Keep going.
All right. So, let's get started. This is the Omega, the Be-All, End-All of the Network. Joining me tonight, we have one Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. We're doing a show.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we usually do on Sundays.
Talk about the Royal Rumble, the most fun event of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Good show.
So, yeah. And that's our opinion. Good night.
Done. Bye. See ya.
We should probably get the other host's opinions, too. So, we also have with us one Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, opinions. Post-Rumble.
Post-Rumble.
That's what this is, right? The post-Rumble.
It better not be. My shoulder's been tweaking out on me all week. I can't throw anyone over the rope.
Fair. What if it's just, like, out of the ring in general?
Like how they used to do the women's rumble? They'll just knock them out. It's close enough.
Yeah, we'll give you... we'll do it that way. It'll be... Or no, let's do a reverse rumble where everybody starts on the outside and the last person on the outside wins.
Oh, sweet. Impact style. Right. All right. Now... Good luck keeping it on the rails, but this is his favorite event to talk about. So we have one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Royal Rumble review edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, it's my favorite pay-per-view of the year, and it practically never fails to disappoint. Tonight, case in point, there is only one hiccup on the entire night, and it was nobody's fault but Paul Heyman and his inability to work a key.
Or get into small spots.
We'll get there. So, hey, guys, that happened. That was a thing.
Boy, was it.
Uh-huh.
Overall, the entire show was... extremely enjoyable. And of course, it started with the pre-show there was a pretty big match on the pre-show, women's tag title match. Asuka and Charlotte defending against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler.
It's a rare situation where Asuka and Charlotte are bumped to the pre-show.
Well, I mean, how many times did they defend those titles from the time they won it till tonight?
Did they?
Exactly.
Yes, they have. They did it on Christmas. So they got this is their, this was their second title defense.
Fair enough.
Triple threat. It was a six triple threat tag match on SmackDown on Christmas. Pretty good. This was this one had an interesting finish, an overbooked finish. Wasn't all right, Tim.
It was overbooked. And what the hell is the name of that guy who's famous and notorious for overbooking? No, not Vince Russo.
I don't know who, Tim.
The guy who wrote Game of Thrones.
No, he's legit asking. He doesn't know the name.
I forget the name.
Anyway, it was just overbooked. They had Flair come out, and then Lacey come out, and then Lacey interfered once, and then she interfered a second time after Rick gave her brass knucks. It would have been fine if they did the one interference with Lacey, but then having to go back to it a second time, just, it was overbooked. Should have just had her come in, hit her with the right hand, and be done with it. But it was very over convoluted. I don't know why.
Aside from the overbooked finish, it was a good match for the pre-show, for a tag title match.
It felt like a Raw match, which is what the pre-show is supposed to feel like. It's not
pretty much. It's supposed to get you hyped, which for the main show, which I felt that it did, which is probably really a good thing compared to the letdown. That was the go-home show. That was Raw last Monday.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that was not one for the books.
Well, their go-homes lately haven't been one for the books. But SmackDown was a better go-home. But that's beside the point. But we have new champs. Nia and Shayna once again have the belts.
Yes, they do.
So we'll see where it goes from there.
And that actually set things up for my prediction for the night, which I have to admit, I'm thankful I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into the main show now that we've covered the pre-show. Tim, what's the first match?
The very first match set up my other prediction, which also did not come true, which I'm not upset about. But we're talking about Drew McIntyre defending against Goldberg.
We have a new Bill Goldberg. He wears shorts now.
And needs a security escort in an empty building.
Yes.
you gotta live the gimmick, brother.
Thank God he was safe from all of those LED monitors.
I feel like this would have been like the best time, and he totally would never have gone for it to have like someone try and like come and give him like a high five while he's walking to the ring in the back, just to justify the fact that there are security guards in the building.
That would have been interesting.
But you know, remember, like they're not there for Goldberg's protection. They're there to protect people from Goldberg.
Well, what was security tonight worried that Goldberg was going to attack the monitors?
No, they were worried he's going to fall asleep before he got to the ring.
Oh,
he bleeds for us. That's what he says. He bleeds before his matches for us.
No, I don't think so. I mean, sure, he may say that, but I don't think so.
So this was 2.5 minutes, 2:32 to be exact, from bell to bell of action. Everyone got their finishers to start. Like, they got all five bars in WWE 2K games. They were ready to go. Hit them all. In and out.
Yeah, but they had about 2 minutes of pre-bell action, too.
Yeah, because Drew McIntyre always does a spear.
The one person who broke out a new move tonight, and it wasn't Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
If you expected Goldberg to break out a new
move. I expect him to have more than 2 moves.
That's not true. I thought Goldberg broke out a new move. It was the shock on his face when Drew kicked out of the jackhammer.
Well, they were shocked because that jackhammer was awful.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could argue that it was a look of disappointment on Goldberg's face, but I'm going to pretend that it was the shock of Drew kicking out of it, because I've never seen Goldberg have a human reaction before.
So despite the internet's fearfulness, Drew McIntyre is still your WWE champion.
Which is, despite my predictions of what might have wound up happening, I picked Goldberg. I just envisioned Goldberg taking the title off Drew, and then Drew winning it back at Mania after entering the Royal Rumble and winning it, which I'm glad didn't happen for two reasons.
That did not happen, thankfully.
Yeah, and there's two reasons why I'm glad it didn't happen. One reason was we wouldn't have Goldberg holding a title again.
Yeah, I mean, he ended, the streak is over. Goldberg's winning streak of winning titles is over, so that's okay.
Works for me.
So yeah, if you like Spears, this is the match for you.
If the one thing that didn't happen that it could be construed as a disappointment was Omega's wish.
What was my wish?
The spear versus the Claymore kick where they both go underneath each other.
I don't think that was mine.
I thought that was yours last. I think I was positive you said that last week.
No, that was me.
Oh, that was you, Casey. Okay, I'm sorry.
And I knew it wouldn't happen because, you know, Goldberg's not into doing fun things. And because he bleeds for us.
That would have been a pretty good comedy spot, except Bill.
So yeah. I think we spent longer talking about the match than the actual match.
We did.
Not hard.
At least 60 seconds.
So yeah, Drew McIntyre still your champ. Everyone's happy. What's next?
Yay! And of course, that moves us to the second match on the card for the night, Rock.
Which was what, Tim?
Sasha defending against Carmella.
This was pretty solid.
It was a fairly decent match, and I don't know, some people might be thinking that I'm nitpicking when I point out that Carmella showed she's not quite ready.
Why?
It's just some spots were mistimed by her.
Which in particular?
I mean, just overall, it's just, it's nothing horrendous. It's just it wasn't tight enough.
She tried to do her best Cody Rhodes and face plant into onto the ramp, but you know.
Oh geez, yeah, she's just about crashed and burned.
But the stuff with Reginald was good, Casey.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, like, yeah, there were some missteps there, but I mean, she's showing improvement, which is good.
And the award for most expensive gear went to Sasha with her Louis Vuitton gear.
I'm not sure that material is all that expensive. There's a guy here who has tights that are like Louis Vuitton and Chanel and all that other stuff.
Or do they have the real stuff or the knockoff stuff?
Well, that I don't know.
Because they sell a lot of knockoff stuff. Let's be real. Yeah. It looks That's close, fair. But may not be exactly it.
Not quite as advertised.
But yeah, I enjoy this match. Sasha retained.
She did.
So so she's doing well.
I'm happy we've gotten to Sasha Banks, who can retain a title.
She actually successfully defended at a pay-per-view. Yeah, I was just about to make that point when you stole my thunder, Omega.
Yeah, that's what I do.
It is, sometimes. But that's only because you're in my head. Get out of my head sometimes.
But there's so much open space here.
Hey!
All right, rude. Sasha retained. Any other comments on the match?
Nope.
All right, what's next, Tim?
Bad Bunny showed up and did his little rap thing in Spanish.
His Booker T song.
Yeah,
G.I. Bro's back.
With Booker T standing there not moving.
Well, that's
looking all G.I. Bro.
That was the video. He didn't move. So what's the next match, Tim?
That would be the Women's Royal Rumble match.
Bunch of surprises in this one.
Bayley having coal shaved into the back of her head was a surprise.
I like that she did the whole thing and was expecting Cole to be out there so she can taunt him, and it was Tom Phillips. That didn't go as planned.
Well, now she can blame him
for
getting thrown out on Friday. This is all your fault, Cole. You're supposed to be at the table.
So we saw some surprises. We saw Jillian Hall in this match.
Tori came back. Can you call Mickey James a return?
Yeah, I called her. I predicted her when I wrote the piece on the site, wildtalkradio.com/dishingitout, that she would be a surprise return.
Fair enough. Alicia Fox.
Oh, God. Why?
She returned because she's got really long legs.
Is that why?
I don't know. It's as good a reason as any other thing they can think of.
Victoria? 1 year
Victoria. Hey.
Go ahead.
Okay, she met middle age head on. And that being said, that's not a shot. She's looking good for 50, whatever it is.
So 1 year later, she made her return because last year everyone saw the video wall while they were doing rehearsals with her name. And everyone thought, oh, she's going to be in the Rumble last year. She wasn't.
But she wasn't.
She was on the way to the Jericho cruise. This year, however.
No cruise.
No cruise. She made the Rumble.
So there you go. She took a left at Albuquerque.
See, we had Santana Garrett from NXT in this matchup. Mm-hmm. We had Dakota Kai, Toni Storm. Big return for Naomi coming in at number 2.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. She looked fantastic in this match.
Naomi had the move of the night.
Did she? Because she had a tricky way back in the ring, which was fun.
Which was the move of the night, yeah.
No, like my move of the night was Bayley, who eliminated Ruby by sliding out from under the ring and power bombing her when she was tied up with Peyton in the ropes.
that was
clever.
That was fun. It was clever, but
can we all say Billy Kay was the star of the first like 20 minutes of this match?
Heck yes.
God.
Billy Kay was great.
She didn't know who to choose. Was it Ruby? Was it Peyton? Was it Jillian? Who do I partner up with?
Apparently,
I love the idea that you're turning the Royal Rumble into like a job listing.
Oh, it was good.
What and better matchup than Jillian Billy?
Jillian Billy. I mean, next tag champs.
And then like trying to be like, no, we don't attack them. They're on our team. They're on our team.
Tim. We need to have a conversation.
Uh-oh.
You need to call you know, pick up the bat phone and call the Hearts and ask why Natty's wearing that ugly gear. Because that gear was awful.
That gold gear?
Yeah. That was awful.
Well, if I was being a wise ass, which I have been known to be, I would say it was to keep your eyes off her nose.
That would be one thing. The other one was she was wearing the same gear Lana was wearing, so, you know, they had the gear made.
I was going to point that out, yeah.
For being a team, yeah. And that gear was dreadful.
Now, before I get into trouble within the next 24 hours with text messages and stuff like that, I wasn't saying anything nasty about Natty and her nose. Rock, you and I kind of sort of had a little bit of chat about this. You said that you and Lindsay noticed that something didn't look right with the picture that she put out the other day.
Yeah, her nose looked a little off.
And when she cut that promo earlier in the night, I noticed that it looked like she may have broken her nose for a second time, for a second time while with WWE. It looked like it was partially detached, right at her right eye and pushed over to the left a little bit. So it looked deeper on the right side and kind of sort of pushed into her face on the left side. Overall, she did a fairly decent job, hiding it, if that was her, plan. But those of us who know Natty have a tendency to recognize these things, and I don't know if you picked it up or not, Keishi.
No, I was not paying attention that closely to people's faces.
But you don't know Natty quite like I know Natty.
No, I do not.
So, which is, you know, you want to while we're talking, Keishi, do me a favor and just pick up those names I dropped. Anyway. It looks like some damage may have been done. Did she have, a match against Tamina the other night, right?
Yeah, it had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Because that was taped Friday. It had nothing to do with that. Anyway, moving on from facial issues, Rhea Ripley was a breakout star in this match.
Oh, yeah. She looked good.
She tore through people left and right in this one. But, I guess the EST of WWE is going to put the EST in WrestleMania this year.
Ugh.
Not a fan?
I don't have a problem at all with Bianca winning.
But you didn't seem overly thrilled.
I didn't have a problem at all with Bianca winning. See, I'm downplaying the fact that she was my number in the Women's Rumble match.
But I remember clearly hearing there was no other choice to win this Rumble but Charlotte.
Yeah.
We all went really safe because we had no faith in WWE actually using the Rumble to elevate somebody.
Yeah. Hence your remark in Skype chat, Omega.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there were other names, and you all picked Charlotte. Curious. Okay.
Because the thing is, because we barely knew who was in the match. We had to go with a safe pick because we didn't even know who was going to be in for a risky one.
Okay.
Like, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that it came down to Rhea and Bianca. I'm thrilled that, of course Charlotte made it to the final three, but I'm glad it wasn't like a repeat where it's just going to be her, you know, big booting herself over the rope again.
Yeah. I was actually really, really, to tell you the honest truth, really happy that Charlotte didn't win for the second year in a row.
So yes, Bianca Belair is your Royal Rumble winner.
Who is she going to choose?
If she's smart, she chooses Sasha. Bang.
Well, it would only make sense.
Well, the alternative is Asuka, which would not be bad either.
There's more recent history in Heat with Sasha, though. So that would make for a better match, better feud.
Well, of course.
Absolutely.
So 23 minutes later, we got to our next match.
Hey, I appreciated the snack break.
It was 23 minutes.
Jesus. Wow.
So what was it?
I wonder if I got so much work done.
What was the next match?
That would be the last man standing?
It would be the last man standing.
This is true. Kevin Owens challenging the head of the table, Roman Reigns.
Oh, boy.
Awesome match. I loved it. 99% of it.
Crap out of each other.
They broke so much shit in that arena.
I was worried that he was actually going to pin him with the forklift.
Yeah, we've seen that done before. And you know what? It's extremely effective.
And highly dangerous.
Well, yeah, well, that's why when Mick Foley did it, they cut away. It's like there was Hollywood trickery to make sure he didn't crush the Rock.
Yep.
The fork cam.
Oh, yeah. like it's a horror movie.
I don't know why, but that when he had raised the platform on the forklift and then climbed up, I don't know why, but their camera drone seemed to just, by the fact that you could see it, kind of sort of overtook my screen for a minute in my mind.
So we got to see all the ins and outs of the Thunderdome and them going through expensive stuff like the set and almost knocking over monitors and Kevin Owens burning himself on lights, you know, all the stuff. And then
it was fun seeing the practice ring in the back.
That's actually
I almost wish they had brawled to that.
The spray paint edible. But no, that's the practice ring / the interview ring they use.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because you saw the little camera, the camera on the tripod right by the ring is where they filmed the interviews at. Mm-hmm. And then we got handcuffs. And wherever Kevin hooked Roman on the bars, Paul Heyman couldn't get to.
They had the handcuffs turned so the keyhole was actually pointed up Roman's arm and not out. And the other cuff that was attached to the lighting rig was spun around so the keyhole was facing down to the ground. That's why Heyman was having such a hard time actually unlocking the cuffs.
This is why you have bolt cutters for the spot, not little tiny key.
They should have had the bolt cutters. You're absolutely correct. But
so after a weird counting stop by the second ref,
he stopped at 5.
What he should have done was go over to Kevin and check on Kevin to explain, you know, the stoppage, but they just awkwardly stopped.
And he just stood there watching Heyman. They did their best to keep him off camera, but every now and then, thanks to Haven squirming around, they'd pan the camera, and sure enough, yeah, he's just standing there watching, and it was the only mar of the night, really.
Which is something they really couldn't avoid. Live TV, anyway.
Well, at one point, Roman finally got his feet underneath him while he was pinned down there, and they should have thought about that, you know, just in case. Well, what if it takes me a little longer to get the key in there? Oh, I'll get to my feet. Yeah, I'll get my feet under me, and that'll break the count.
Roman Reigns is still your champion.
He is. Mm-hmm. And Twitter is pissed off.
No, it's not.
He's the heel you're supposed to be.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people in my Twitter feed who were very, very upset with the outcome. And you guys read, did you not?
Oh, one tweet. Oh, boy. One tweet. Oh, done. Oh, wow. Shocker.
Yeah. You know, that was just indicative of all the tweets, like all the ones that I'm pointing out. And so I'm done with Roman. I mean, he's not a credible champion. And I'm like, that's the point.
Whatever.
It was, yeah. It was like, what exactly, whatever. Match of the night, except for the flub, really.
So this takes us to the main event?
The Men's Royal Rumble.
This has surprises.
There were a few of them. Now, we already knew Edge was entered into the Royal Rumble, coming into the Royal Rumble.
We did.
Did we know he was coming in at number one?
No, because last night on WWE Backstage, you said they said he was coming in at number two, and Randy was coming in at number one.
No.
Then they flipped it.
Because it's the exact same match, but they can't say first to last if Edge wasn't number one.
Yeah, they flipped it.
But Carlito came back.
Yeah, they had him promoted for the Raw Legends night and then didn't use him, didn't bring him in, so they brought him in for this.
And Lord, he is in good shape.
He's in very good shape. He works constantly on the indie scene, so he keeps himself in condition.
Yep.
He's worked up here a few times, and he's hated every second of it because every time he's come up here, it's been abnormally below seasonal average temperatures, and he does not like cool weather.
No. Wrong kind of cool.
Yeah. This is true.
He likes Caribbean cool, not Canadian freeze your ass off.
There you go. Yeah. Freeze your ass off in June. Cool. I remember the real Canadian wrestling match at the Legion. That's where I met him, and he's just in the locker room looking miserable. And I'm like, "What's wrong? I'm afraid to go and talk to him. What's wrong with this?" Oh, he doesn't like the cold. Is he sitting there just in his trunks and he's just like freezing?
So we had Carlito as a surprise. We had Damian Priest come up from NXT.
That's no surprise.
Looked really good in this match.
He looked awesome.
We had the Hurricane.
Yeah.
Kane.
Mayor Kane.
And the biggest pop of the night.
Brought to you by pre-recorded pops.
Christian.
I was so damn happy.
It's a nice surprise.
I'm here by myself. I see Christian and go, woo! And I'm like, wait, no, that's Flair.
No. Christian took bumps. Christian actually worked this match. This is like that Randy Orton bullshit.
He didn't look like he'd been retired for two freaking years.
Been longer than that.
Well, okay, five.
That's more like it. I mean, once Daniel Bryan gets cleared of concussions, anything's possible.
It just opened the door, didn't it?
Really did. He looked good in this matchup. This was a very enjoyable Rumble. At a point you go, okay, I want to see this guy versus this guy and this guy versus that guy. They had a lot of good workers in this match. Daniel Bryan and Matt Riddle just lit each other up.
Yeah.
By the end, their chests were bright red. I've received a note from the intern, 7 years for Christian. 7.
Okay.
Yeah, he lit that chest up.
Bright red. Looked like a Macintosh apple.
Saw the return of Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
Messiah version?
So, about 20 entrants into the Women's Rumble, Becky Lynch tweeted out a picture of the backstage curtain. I'm going to assume Hubby sent it to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many people lost their freaking minds when she tweeted that?
Fucking troll.
Because
I didn't think she was going to be there.
Everyone thought, oh my God, Becky Lynch, after giving birth 7 weeks ago, was going to be in a Royal Rumble.
It was only 7 weeks ago?
It was the first week in December.
Wow. That was, I thought it was a little bit longer than that.
Might be 8 or 9, but still, it was the first week in December. She was not competing in a Royal Rumble.
No.
No.
I didn't expect her. I wouldn't have been surprised if she had actually been there backstage.
It all depends if you want to travel with the kid or not.
And yeah, this is true. And I knew that Seth was in the Rumble. And I was like, well, maybe she came along for the ride. You know, she went with him.
But it was not to be. So early in the match, Randy Orton got taken out with an injury.
It wasn't his face.
Wasn't his face. It was, I think it was knee. They were selling the knee.
Yeah, his face wasn't really very red and burnt looking tonight.
No, he probably got a nice nice cream.
Yeah. First degree burns heal quickly.
I remember an episode of Seinfeld where Kramer got cream and his burn went right away. What's the thing? What happens?
You and your Seinfeld.
It's a fitting reference. Anyway. So,
well, it's like Omega and his house.
What?
What? Rock and Seinfeld is like you and House.
I don't make House references.
No, but it was your favorite show for a while.
No, it was not.
It was mine. I made House references.
I've never watched House.
So Rock and Seinfeld is like Rock and House.
Yes. Thank you for saving me, Casey, because these guys weren't going to play.
I'm still pointing out the redundancy of that regardless.
Oops.
I'm backing up the bus you got thrown under, so to speak.
Yeah, just so I can get run over a second time.
So Randy Orton made his return after sitting out 90% of the match. Almost won, but in the end, the rated R superstars had the WrestleMania.
Remember how I said I'm glad they used the Rumble to make new stars?
Yeah.
I mean, you were half right.
I mean, well, one of them was right, yes.
Damian Priest came out looking good in this match. That's a new star.
He did.
They put over guys like Matt Riddle, who looked really good in this match.
Well, tonight's Men's Rumble, you brought up Damian Priest. His performance makes me want to see more of him.
And you probably will. So
there's just it's been a long time. I think it's been last Rumble since I smiled so hard is when I did seeing Edge and Christian like competing together again.
Oh, I forgot one thing. We forgot about the biggest title change.
Oh God!
In history, when Peter Rosenberg won the 24/7 title. Also, Alicia Fox won it at one point too. Peter Rosenberg, won the title.
24/7 championship. Won and lost and won again. During the Women's Rumble.
Yeah.
That feels like a slight.
So, overall thoughts on the show, guys?
I enjoyed it.
I thought that it was a very solid, very entertaining show. Mm-hmm. They didn't hold back like you sometimes see with the lesser pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. You know, air quotes, lesser pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, like I've been saying all night long, the only mar was Heyman struggling with the handcuffs. And it didn't piss me off. It made me feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for Heyman. I mean, how bad can it be when you don't know how to work a handcuff key?
Yeah, aside from that snafu, it's a solid show all around. I think I like the surprises in the men's match more, but I think I like the work in the women's match better. Like I really liked Naomi and Bianca not being able to one up each other. Like I like how competitive they like how evenly matched they were. Mm-hmm. I liked Rhea and Belair at the end, where it's like, oh, we're both about to teeter. Let's just reset and actually fight this out.
Well, the women's rumble, I'm gonna agree with you, Mega, but like for me, the women's rumble told better stories.
Yep.
Cash.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
I
definitely found myself more invested in the women's rumble than the men's.
Okay. Tim, pick 'em results.
Oy vey, pick 'em results. Let me just get everything out of the way of the email here. We had a bunch of people entering this timeout, and in 18th place was the Magic 8-Ball with two correct answers and two incorrect answers. Tied for 12th place, Blaine, Derek, Jobber, Casey, Lindsay, and yours truly, we all had two correct answers and four wrong ones. All by himself in 11th spot, Tommy went 3-2. And then in 7th place, tied Amy, the intern, Rob, and the wheel, 3-3. In 1st place tonight, a multi-way tie, Chris P., Michael, Omega, Rock, Sheila, Subway, Amy. Oh, I'm sorry, Subway, all with 4-2.
So looking at the pick sheet, right, there was only one person who got both Rumble matches correct. Not bad.
One person who got both Rumble matches correct.
Yep.
I'm waiting for my computer to open the damn thing up so I can see it before you tell me.
I'll wait for you. Your computer will load up. He loads up a spreadsheet. By the way, congrats to Love69247. He had the number one entry in the entry contest. And someone named Team Steen got this other one right.
All
right,
just do it properly.
At Flames Forums, got it correct.
My spreadsheet's not opening.
Oh, okay. So it was me.
Why else would he be coy with it?
Well, I was hoping it was you, but you know.
Oh no, I know. I got them wrong.
Y'all picked the same thing.
I picked Charlotte and Brian.
Yeah. Y'all did.
I didn't pick Brian.
Who'd you pick then?
I picked Drew.
Oh, the intern has it mixed up then. Anyway.
Because of my scenario.
Okay, that explains why he hasn't.
Doesn't matter. Out. I was still wrong.
You're still wrong.
Happily
wrong. Anyway,
yes,
that's the show.
That is the review edition. If you caught the Royal Rumble, I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did, or you have some opinions. Feel free to post them on Facebook or on the Twitter machine. Don't forget, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, is the post show.
It is indeed the Raw post show, live 11 p.m. Eastern.
And, of course, on Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of the multi-time award-winning rock radio show with multi-time award-winning Lindsay Ward.
If WWE doesn't drop a bomb story on us like they did this week, we're going to spend the entire show talking about the Royal Rumble live Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern.
And there you go. And, of course, hey, guys, Fortnite with Friends.
Yeah, we play Fortnite with friends Thursday nights and Saturday nights right at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
Yeah, speaking of Saturday nights, right after Fortnite with Friends is the midnight-ish, or as close as we get to it, the wild, wacky, uncensored, politically correct CB Radio.
Yep, cbradio.com, grandthegreatdebate.com.
Programming note, WrestleTalk Radio will not be on next Sunday night, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Just to put that out there with everybody. And, of course, the following Sunday, the Rock Reviews takeover.
Yep, we're taking over the time slot. They will be back on the 21st to review the Elimination Chamber.
There you go. We'll get our picks put in and posted on social media during that week so you know who we're picking, and you're still going to be able to play pick 'em. Just pay attention to Facebook and or Twitter to find out what's going on. More news as that pay-per-view approaches. Speaking of social media, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/
WTR Sunday.
WTR Sunday night. Hey, I was doing the dramatic, you know, Calgary dramatic pause, Alberta pause.
No, you weren't.
I was. Also, Twitter, follow the Wild Talk Radio Network at Wild Talk Radio and Russell Talk Radio at WTR Sunday night. Speaking about Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter. Check me out at Flames Forums for wrestling, hockey, general goofiness, stuff like that. Follow my escapades in the kitchen at Man Kitchen TV. Omega, you're on like everything.
Well, I try to be because that's kind of what I do. So if you want to see what I am up to throughout the week, you can find me at, under a couple different names. If you want to follow me over on Instagram or over on Facebook, then look for The Plastic Addict. Everywhere else, find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitch handle. That is the YouTube channel. That is the website, tjomega.net. And for a little bit more, because now I'm doing this a lot, come check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/TJOmega. I try to live stream every chance I get, so come hang out.
There you go. Of course, Keishi is making waves on Twitter.
Very, very small, very subtle, cute little teeny tiny waves. You can find me on Twitter at Kyle Driver. I tweeted about Royal Rumble stuff tonight because sometimes I like to engage.
Well, you should engage more often, dude.
Yeah, I should. I really should.
Yeah,
my
you
life
should.
My life is kind of mundane at the present moment.
Well,
perhaps after next week, things will be a little more exciting around here.
Follow a lot of wrestling fans and throw out controversial questions to them just to see how they react.
But I don't like to be controversial.
Yeah, that's okay. You can let them be controversial.
It's fun to do on a Tuesday
when you're a bit bored.
I'll follow a bunch of them and just give them pat on the backs.
Oh, fine, but you're boring. Anyway.
Thank you.
So, that's it, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the Rumble, like you said. Have yourselves a great week. Catch all the programming live or archived at wildtalkradio.com. Till then, have a good one, everybody. We'll catch you for the next pay-per-view.
WildTalkRadio.com.